Good morning, and welcome to Weekly News Roundup. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Arohi, ready to bring you the stories shaping our world.
Arohi, before we dive into today's headlines, let's take a moment for On This Day in History. Today, May 11th, marks a pivotal moment in the history of artificial intelligence and human-computer interaction. It was on this day in 1997 that IBM's Deep Blue chess computer famously defeated world chess champion Garry Kasparov in the deciding game of their six-game rematch. This event was a landmark for AI, demonstrating a machine's ability to outperform a human grandmaster in a complex strategic game.
A powerful reminder of how far technology has come, and a fitting segue into many of our top stories today. We're covering a wide range, pulling insights from sources like Hacker News, NPR Topics, US Top News and Analysis, and many others, all converging on the accelerating pace of AI development and its global impact.
Indeed, and that brings us straight to our lead stories, which paint a fascinating, and at times concerning, picture of AI's role in cybersecurity. We've seen reports about AI agents battling it out in national competitions, and even more critically, criminal hackers employing AI to uncover software flaws. Arohi, walk us through these developments. How is AI performing on both sides of the cybersecurity battlefield?
It's a double-edged sword, certainly. In a national competition recently, cybersecurity experts and college students deployed AI agents to both break into and defend computer networks. What's noteworthy is that these AI agents performed quite competently on their own, demonstrating an emerging capability for autonomous cyber operations. They navigated complex defenses and executed offensive strategies with a degree of success, showing a glimpse into future defense and offense paradigms.
So, AI can defend and attack seemingly well on its own. That's both promising and a bit alarming. What about the criminal element you mentioned?
That's where the alarm bells are really ringing. Google has reported, for the first time, identifying criminal hackers actively using artificial intelligence to discover a previously unknown major software flaw. This isn't just theory, it's a confirmed instance of AI-powered exploitation. One expert called this attempted attack a taste of what's to come, highlighting the escalating sophistication of cyber threats. Google also indicated that it likely thwarted another effort by a hacker group to leverage AI for a mass exploitation event, underscoring the rapid adoption of AI by malicious actors to uncover flaws even without advanced models.
That's a serious escalation. It seems the AI arms race in cybersecurity is well underway. Moving from security to the economy, another major theme in the news is AI's impact on jobs and the workforce. We're seeing headlines about job cuts in traditional industries, but also discussions around how AI is reshaping the employment landscape. Arohi, what's the latest on AI's influence on employment?
It's a complex picture, Arjiv, with contrasting perspectives. In the automotive sector, Detroit automakers have collectively cut over 20,000 U.S. salary jobs recently. While the reasons vary by company, these declines are broadly tied to evolving technological changes in the industry, and the rise of AI is a significant factor. Automakers are embracing automation and AI to streamline operations and enhance efficiency, leading to a leaner workforce.
So, direct job displacement is already happening in some sectors. But I also saw reports suggesting AI isn't costing jobs. How do we reconcile that?
That's a good distinction to make. While some former Trump White House economic advisors like Kevin Hassett argue that AI isn't costing anybody their job right now, the reality in the tech sector itself tells a different story. Companies like Amazon, Meta, and Oracle have continued to announce layoffs, with many of these cuts being explicitly tied to shifts in AI strategy and the reallocation of resources towards AI-centric roles. So, it's not simply a zero-sum game. It's a reorientation, leading to job shifts and, in some cases, outright reductions in traditional roles.
A reorientation indeed. And for those navigating this shifting landscape, the job market itself is adapting. I understand career experts are advising on how to stand out. What are the key skills being highlighted in an AI-driven job market?
Absolutely. Career experts like Aaron McGough are emphasizing that in today's job market, interpersonal skills are becoming a top priority for hirers. The advice for a tricky interview question like, "Tell me about a time you disagreed with your boss," is to showcase these uniquely human qualities. The idea is that these soft skills, critical thinking, emotional intelligence, negotiation, and collaboration, are precisely the abilities that cannot be easily replaced by AI, making them invaluable for candidates.
So, while AI handles the analytical, humans need to hone their interpersonal capabilities. It's about adapting, and it seems some investors are taking a cautious approach to this AI-driven world by looking to more traditional businesses. Tell us more about that trend.
That's right. Some family investors are intentionally turning to old economy businesses, such as car dealerships and fisheries, to sidestep the potential disruption and volatility associated with the AI boom. While these sectors might lack the high-flying appeal of AI startups, they offer stability and consistent cash flow, which is proving highly attractive to family offices looking for reliable, less AI-exposed investments. It's a diversification strategy in an age of rapid technological change.
A pragmatic approach to portfolio management. But beyond investment strategies, there's also the human element of hesitation. A new survey reveals a significant portion of workers are actively avoiding AI for various reasons. What are the underlying concerns?
A recent CNBC and SurveyMonkey quarterly AI and jobs survey found that a striking 65% of workers in the U.S. have avoided using AI for moral, environmental, privacy, or other ethical reasons. This indicates widespread skepticism. Concerns range from the accuracy and bias of AI systems to the environmental impact of large AI models, and especially worries about data privacy. This highlights a significant trust deficit that AI developers and companies need to address as adoption grows.
That trust deficit is crucial. And finally, on the job front, it seems the conversation isn't just about jobs being stolen, but about them being rebuilt. How is this framing helping us understand AI's long-term impact?
Many industry leaders, like Ashish Tulsian, CEO of ReStroWorks, acknowledge that the fears surrounding AI and job loss are real, there's no two ways about it. However, the prevailing sentiment is that while some roles may be eliminated, many more will be transformed or rebuilt by AI. This means tasks will shift, requiring new skills and creating opportunities for humans to focus on higher level, more creative, or interpersonal work, with AI as a tool rather than a replacement. It's about augmentation, not just automation.
That's a more nuanced perspective on the Great AI Reset. Now, let's pivot from the social and economic impact to the cutting edge of AI development and its commercialization. The news is abuzz with stories about massive investments, new companies emerging, and major tech players solidifying their positions. Arohi, what's happening at the forefront of AI innovation and business adoption?
A significant development is the launch of Recursive Superintelligence, a new $4 billion effort founded by notable researchers from Google, Meta, and OpenAI. This initiative is part of a growing trend to automate the creation of artificial intelligence itself, aiming for self-improving AI systems. This represents a substantial bet on the future of autonomous AI development, pushing the boundaries of what these systems can achieve without constant human intervention.
That's an enormous investment in self-improving AI. It sounds like the industry is really doubling down. What about existing tech giants? How are they positioning themselves?
Alphabet, Google's parent company, has seen a remarkable 160% rally in its stock over the past year. This reflects investor confidence that the search giant, initially perceived as an AI laggard, is now a clear winner. The market is betting on Google's value proposition of owning most of the stack in AI, from foundational research and hardware to consumer applications, giving them a significant advantage in commercialization.
So, Google's comprehensive ecosystem is paying off. And OpenAI, a key player, is also reporting significant progress in enterprise adoption. What's the latest there?
OpenAI's revenue chief, Anna Dresser, indicates that enterprise AI adoption is at a tipping point. This suggests a rapid acceleration in businesses integrating AI into their operations. This push is further supported by the OpenAI Development Company, a partnership with 19 investment and consultancy firms, majority owned by the startup, aimed at scaling AI solutions for businesses. This strategic move highlights the growing demand for AI in the corporate world.
It certainly sounds like businesses are embracing AI. Beyond the tech giants, there are also new startups addressing specific AI challenges. Tell us about Vocker.ai.
Vocker.ai, a YCS24 startup, just launched its analytics platform for AI agents. They've identified a critical gap. AI product teams lack visibility into how their agents perform in production, leading to poor user experiences. Vocker provides analytics on user intents, corrections, and resolutions, helping teams understand agent performance without sifting through logs. It's about bringing traditional product analytics to the unique needs of conversational AI. This kind of specialized tool demonstrates the maturation of the AI ecosystem.
That makes sense. As AI agents become more prevalent, understanding their real-world performance is key. And speaking of prevalence, how is AI impacting other industries like advertising and media?
At the recent TV upfronts, AI was a major theme. Advertisers heard extensively about how AI is being integrated into content creation, audience targeting, and campaign optimization. This indicates that AI is rapidly becoming central to media strategies. Simultaneously, corporate shuffles and media consolidation are reshaping the industry lineup, with AI often cited as a driving force behind these strategic realignments to stay competitive.
It seems AI is permeating every aspect of business. And for new businesses, especially among younger entrepreneurs, AI is proving to be a catalyst. What's driving this trend?
A new report from the payroll software firm Gusto shows that entrepreneurs are increasingly turning to AI to speed up the creation of new businesses, with Gen Z entrepreneurs leading the way. AI tools can automate market research, content generation, and even initial business plan drafting, significantly lowering the barrier to entry and accelerating the startup process. This is fostering a wave of innovation and entrepreneurship.
That's exciting. AI empowering a new generation of founders. On the operational side, particularly in software development, AI coding agents are becoming more sophisticated. What's the focus there for businesses?
The emphasis with AI coding agents is shifting towards reducing maintenance costs. While AI can quickly generate code, the true value for businesses lies in systems that produce clean, maintainable, and cost-efficient code over its lifecycle. An effective AI coding agent isn't just about speed, it's about minimizing the long-term burden of technical debt, which is a major concern for software teams.
Reducing maintenance costs, that's a practical application. And with all this AI integration, there's a new C-suite role emerging. Do companies need a chief AI officer?
According to a recent IBM report, AI is indeed coming for the C-suite. The report found that most companies are now staffing chief AI officer roles. This signifies a recognition at the executive level that AI strategy requires dedicated leadership to ensure responsible implementation, ethical considerations, and alignment with overall business objectives. It's a critical new function for navigating the complexities of AI adoption.
A clear sign of AI's strategic importance. Now, let's talk about the investment landscape surrounding AI. We've heard about big investments, but also caution, with some short sellers spotting opportunities in what they call fake AI stocks. Arohi, what's going on with this AI tech mania?
Hedge fund managers are indeed seeing a fertile backdrop for bearish wagers in what they term this tech mania, fueled by aggressive spending on AI. They're developing strategies to spot fake AI stocks, companies that overstate their AI capabilities or have minimal genuine integration. This indicates a growing skepticism and a search for value beyond the hype, suggesting a market correction may be looming for some of these less substantiated AI claims.
It sounds like investors need to be discerning. And zooming out a bit, in the broader global race for AI supremacy, the US appears to be holding a significant lead. Where exactly is the US winning this race?
The US is winning the AI race where it arguably matters most, commercialization. While other nations, notably China, are investing heavily in AI research and development, the United States excels at translating these innovations into commercially viable products and services. This lead is driven by a vibrant venture capital ecosystem, a strong talent pool, and a culture of entrepreneurship that quickly brings AI technologies to market, creating economic value and global influence.
Commercialization is the key differentiator. That brings us neatly into geopolitical discussions, particularly the rivalry between the US and China over AI control. What are the latest developments in this high-stakes competition?
The stakes for AI security have risen sharply, particularly in the run-up to a potential first trip to China by a sitting US president in nearly a decade. Both Donald Trump and Xi Jinping face a significant test over AI control, with national security and economic dominance intertwined. The race to develop and control advanced AI is a central component of the broader geopolitical competition between the two powers.
And we've seen a tangible example of this rivalry recently with Anthropic. What happened there?
China reportedly sought access to Anthropic's newest AI models, but the answer from the US-based company was no. This incident underscores the intensifying rivalry and the US's efforts to maintain its lead. The latest models from Anthropic and OpenAI, often referred to as Mythos and ChatGPT-like systems, are extending the United States' technological advantage over China, making access to these cutting-edge capabilities a critical point of contention. The US is clearly guarding its advancements.
That's a clear illustration of the technology Cold War. Moving to broader international economic news, what's happening with inflation in China, especially in light of the Iran conflict?
China's consumer and wholesale inflation topped estimates in April. This surge is primarily being driven by higher energy costs, a direct consequence of the ongoing Iran war. However, China has managed to cushion the worst of this energy shock. They've achieved this through a combination of strategic oil stockpiles and a diversified mix of renewable energy sources, which have helped stabilize their domestic markets somewhat despite the global pressures.
An impressive display of economic resilience. And how are Asia markets reacting to broader geopolitical uncertainties, particularly the fragile US-Iran ceasefire?
Asia-Pacific markets have been trading mixed as investors weighed fresh doubts over the fragile US-Iran ceasefire. Any uncertainty in the Middle East has immediate repercussions for global oil prices and trade routes, creating volatility. Investors are cautiously monitoring developments, reflecting concerns about potential escalations and their impact on global supply chains and economic stability.
So, geopolitical tensions are casting a long shadow over market sentiment. Switching gears to domestic politics in the U.S., we've seen some notable stories, including a Republican defying the former president on redistricting. Tell us about that.
In South Carolina, State Senate Leader Shane Massey, a Republican, notably defied the former president on a redistricting vote. Massey expressed deep concerns, stating that politicians are fighting viciously for power, and questioned to what end. He warned of eroding fundamental American values, ultimately casting a no vote. This action highlights internal party divisions and a politician prioritizing principles over party loyalty, even against a powerful figure.
A bold move in today's political climate. And we're also seeing fierce battles for House seats as some prominent figures retire. Who are we talking about here?
With Nancy Pelosi and Gerald Nadler retiring, fierce fights have erupted in San Francisco and Manhattan, respectively, to succeed them. These are not just local races. The winners of these seats could tap into significant donor networks and play a crucial role in shaping the future direction of the Democratic Party. The contests are highly competitive, drawing a lot of national attention due to the high stakes involved.
High stakes indeed, as the Democratic Party looks to its future leadership. Now, let's turn our attention to India, where political developments have also been making headlines. Starting with the Supreme Court's observations on the appointment process for election commissioners. What did the top court say?
The top court in India was recently hearing a matter related to the appointment process of the Chief Election Commissioner and Election Commissioners. During the proceedings, the court made strong observations, expressing concern about the executive controlling everything in the selection process. This highlights a push for greater independence and transparency in appointing key electoral officials, aiming to uphold the integrity of the election body.
A critical discussion for India's democratic institutions. And on the political party front, Mamata Banerjee, after a significant poll rout, is vowing to rebuild her party. What are the details of this setback?
Mamata Banerjee's Trinamool Congress faced a substantial defeat in the West Bengal Assembly elections, winning only 80 out of 294 seats. Following this rout, Banerjee has declared her intention to rebuild the party, and even paint offices if needed, signaling a determined effort to rejuvenate her political organization. This candid admission of defeat and immediate commitment to resurgence speaks to the challenges and resilience in India's regional politics.
A strong statement of intent from Mamata Banerjee. Finally, on the international front, India has responded to China's on-site support to Pakistan. What was India's stance?
India issued a sharp reply regarding China's on-site support to Pakistan, particularly noting that an overwhelming 81% of Pakistan's military hardware is of Chinese origin. India's response focused on its own reputation, standing, and strategic capabilities, implicitly asserting its strength and self-reliance in the face of what it perceives as an ongoing strategic alignment between China and Pakistan. This reflects the complex geopolitical dynamics in the region.
Thank you, Arohi, for that comprehensive roundup. From AI's dual role in cybersecurity to its transformative impact on jobs and the global economy, and through the intricate political landscapes of the US, China, and India, we've covered a lot of ground today.
My pleasure, Arjav. It's a dynamic world, and staying informed is more crucial than ever.
Absolutely. And as we sign off, here's a surprising fun fact related to technology and its impact. Did you know that the world's first industrial robot, named Unimate, started work in a General Motors factory in Trenton, New Jersey, in 1961? It was tasked with transporting die castings from a machine and welding them onto auto bodies, marking the true beginning of automation on the factory floor, long before AI became a household term. And that's our weekly news roundup for today. I'm Arjav.
And I'm Arohi.
Have a fantastic week ahead, and join us next time for more headlines and insights.